You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
We promised to talk about Property Rehab 101.
Right.
We're going to just call it like Rehab 101. But
right. But then we would be associated with drugs. And
yeah. Like, is that going to be have meth labs or?
Yeah, no. Well, you don't want to buy a property that has had a meth lab in it.
Play some Amy Winehouse if we talk about that.
There you go. So, no, we wanted to kind of go over some of the things that we've learned over the years, and even with my last project here, some of the stuff that we've learned, and wanted to share that with you guys. And let's go for it.
All right. So let's jump into this, because when you're talking about Property Rehab 101, mm-hmm. this is... If you buy a property that's going to need rehab, what are the steps that you need to do? Because you need to do these things in a very specific order.
You do. And we can actually learn from Scooby-Doo. Have you ever watched Scooby-Doo?
Of course I've watched Scooby-Doo.
So if you notice in all the episodes, if they just would have went to the mask store first and asked a couple questions, the whole episode would have been solved in 2 minutes.
And those meddling kids. Right. If it weren't for those meddling kids, they would have gotten away with it.
Suspicious.
Jinkers, Scooby.
Right. So we're going to give you the last 2 minutes of the Scooby-Doo episode in this.
You're just going to cut right to the chase.
We're just going to cut to the chase.
All right.
Skip all the, you know,
don't
rut rows.
All right, so let's jump in. Number one on the list here. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to precede this. The prelude to number one on our list is actually going to be to file a notice of intended sale.
This is after you purchase your rehab property.
Yeah, pretty much as soon as you purchase this thing, you need to file a notice of intended sale if you're selling in Missouri.
Correct.
That's really the moral to that story is.
Right.
Selling in Missouri, file a notice of intended sale, because that's what Missouri enacted that protects contractors from getting stiffed on these properties.
Right, right, exactly.
So you have to file a notice of intended sale at least 45 days before you can sell
the property, right, or else you have to wait.
If you're going to do work to it. Mm-hmm. If it's a wholesale property, we're not going to do any work to it, you don't have to worry about it. But right. if you're going to have any work done over $300, you need to file a notice of intended sale. All right, now on to the real content. Mm-hmm. Number one on the list.
Mm-hmm. Inspect the property. So that's a pretty much seems like a given. But sometimes when you're buying at auction, you don't really get to kind of check things out before you inspect everything. So all you can really do is a visual on the outside. But once you're in, once you have the keys and they're in your hand, you really want to check this property out.
Okay. So I'm going to say if it's an auction property, as an example, where you can't really inspect the property.
Right.
I'm still going to say inspect the property. Okay.
Well, you can walk around the outside legally and check
well, and
it
there
out.
Are a lot of investors that actually break into them so they know what they're getting. Now,
well, we're
not encouraging
that.
We're definitely not encouraging that. But it's absolutely fine to look in the windows and things. If it's a mm-hmm. vacant property, mm-hmm. go look in the windows. I wouldn't buy it sight unseen without at least getting a little bit of leg up.
Right. And I mean, on this property that I'd purchased, I drove by a few different times of the day to take a look at it. And, you know, so there were some surprises in it, but not too bad.
Well, right. So as an example, this, you know, the last property we bought at the auction, when we get there, we had to pick the lock mm-hmm. and you have no idea what you're going to walk into.
No, you're not sure.
Yeah, it's not sure. So the people had taken all the cabinets off the wall and all, you know, all
they
the cabinets.
They were in a couple different rooms.
Right. They had them all in the middle of the floor, right. assuming they're probably going to sell them on Craigslist.
It's possible.
It's probable. Right. I don't know what else they'd do with them.
I'm not sure either. Yeah, who would go to all that work?
Yeah, exactly.
So, and they were heavy. So, but let's go with that you actually get to go preview the property. So it's going to be helpful to have a professional inspector to kind of walk through with you. To you know, just to identify some of the things that you may have missed when you walked through the first time. So a second walkthrough, if you get a chance to do that, I highly recommend it. There's a ton of good inspectors out there. American Society of Home Inspectors is a great place to start if you don't have recommendations.
ASHI certified inspectors are great. Mm-hmm. If you need a recommendation to an inspector,
right?
Shoot me a text message, just say inspector. Text mm-hmm. me at 314-472-DOUG, mm-hmm. and I'll shoot you a message back with the name of an inspector.
And even if you're a contractor and you're, you know you've done this several times, there's something you may miss. And it's really good not to do that inspection alone, to do it with somebody else. Because just Doug and I going through a property, he sees something that I don't. You know, I'm looking at maybe windows and he's looking at door handles or something. It's interesting what both of us came out of the property writing down what our things were that we caught. And it's really helpful to do that. And once we purchased the property and we had a home inspector come back and view the property, it was nice because it's a honey-do list of things that we knew that if we were inspected in the future, that we're going to need to, you know, address. And so we did that. And that was so helpful.
All right. So moving on to number two. And in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about Property Rehab 101. Step number two on this list is to develop a checklist.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Checklists are super important. And I even recommend you did you love to do videos of properties and of things. A video or take pictures of things. Develop that list, like go room to room and have that picture or have that checklist of what needs to be done in that room.
Yeah, and one of the reasons I like video a little better than still photos in a lot of cases is that how often are you looking at something later going, was that like that before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was that crack there when we bought this property? And you know, look back where you can zoom in on that video and take a look at it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so number three on the list is to create a budget.
Right.
And this is really important. You really can't understate this, that you're going to have to come up with your estimates on how much you think this project's going to cost you.
Right.
And you better leave yourself a margin knowing that it's probably going to go over budget on certain things because there's just things you're going to miss.
Well, and I think for me, what I did was I knew there were things that I wanted to do for sure. So like a new driveway and a new patio. And I knew I could shop around on different concrete prices, and I got a couple different bids and things like that. But it is what it is. It's going to cost what it's going to cost on certain things like that. But what I was able to bargain shop on are, you know, is the lighting, is maybe the paint. I even went on a couple things. I went to Habitat for Humanity and was able to get paint that was just unused. And I mixed it and made it a new color. So it's thinking like that, like the have to things that you have to have done versus the wants. Because you and I both, I came out of there, we have different approaches. Because when I first went in the property, I was writing down the Cadillac version of everything in. Or maybe it was even, what's the most expensive car, Maserati?
Right.
I was going crazy because that's how my brain works.
Right, you start high and then you come down to earth.
I do. I come back.
I do the opposite. I look at the property and I say, how little can we do?
Can I do? Right.
Right. What's the minimum we can do to be able to turn this property around and get it back in the market?
Right. And that's just a difference in how our brains work.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But the cool thing is that we both come back down to the middle.
Well, and... Mm-hmm. And here's the news too. Is just so like this last rehab that we just did went on the market, and you did an absolutely spectacular job on it.
Thanks.
We're going to post a link to this property where you're going to be able to see the pictures of it. We're going to post on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Mm-hmm.
So go on there and look for Property Rehab 101, and we'll have a link in there to our Oak Ridge property. And beautiful property. It's actually under contract now for 98.2%. of list price, which is pretty exciting. And that was because of your great staging you did on the property.
Well, thanks. I mean, staging does definitely matter, and we'll get to some of that maybe a little bit later here.
All right, so back to our list.
Back to the list. Working with contractors.
Yes,
number
four on the list. Work with a contractor.
So having a good contractor makes all the difference. I took the role of being the contractor and hiring people out and getting the jobs and making sure everything was timely. I had some setbacks due to weather and things like that. Those are normal frustrations. But if you decide to hire somebody out, you really need to interview somebody that works with your personality, understands your budget, understands what your goals are, gets the end view, gets what you're wanting to achieve at the end of this project.
Well, in many cases, when you think you're going to save money by hiring a relative to pay for things like that, you're not going to save any money. It's better to
sometimes you can, but man.
Yeah, in many cases, you just need to hire a professional because they'll get it done so much faster, and your holding costs will kill you on these deals.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I learned because I was trying to teach my nephew several different things. It was something he wanted to learn how to do, and was trying to help him and teach him. And it worked in some things, but I learned what not to.
We had to redo some of his work too.
I did. And that was a risk, and I knew it going in on it. But you know, I can call Alex, my taping guy. He was awesome. He comes in 30 minutes and has a project
union,
done.
Union drywall are doing a side job.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where they can come in, and they're going to make the walls look perfect.
He is amazing. If you want his number, text Doug. We'll give it to you.
All right, so let's move on to number five on our list is to get any necessary permits.
Right.
You need to be very careful in this area because there are certain things you can do without a permit.
Right.
But if they come in, if the city finds out you're doing something where you should get a permit and you don't, they're going to make your life miserable.
Right. Some people say to do something and then if you get caught, then correct it.
Which you're opening walls up so they can inspect the electric work or things like that.
Right. So then your budget kind of goes out the window at times with that stuff.
Right. It's better to just go ahead and budget in to get a permit.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you're going to add on or knock down walls.
All right. So now everything we've talked about when we're talking about property rehab 101 has been leading up to actually doing any work. At this point, there hasn't been a hammer that's hit a nail yet. So when we return, we're going to be talking about actually working on the property and the steps you need to take once you start the work. Mm-hmm. You listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.